Isle Royale National Park off Minnesota's North Shore has a coexisting population of moose and wolves. Last year, researchers thought there might be just one female wolf remaining on the island, raising fears about the future of both species there. Phyllis Green is park superintendent at Isle Royale. She joins us now by phone with more about it. Thanks for being with us this morning, Superintendent Green.
Happy to be here.
So last year at this time, it looked like wolves might be disappearing from the island, but that outlook has changed. Can you talk about why that is?
Well, I would say the outlook for the wolves is still very tenuous because their population numbers are low at 9 animals last year, and we're going to be updating how many we've been able to track this winter. But basically, their ability to potentially survive longer than previously expected is because the female population has been proven to be 4 to possibly 5 females based on some genetic work we were able to do.
Are you saying that the population numbers have increased or just that the percentages of females in that?
It was only the percentage of females that was determined to have increased, which is a good sign. It gives you at least more breeding females. Certainly, things happen to wolves as they try to take down moose. If you're down to just one female and she went, that would definitely be, would mean probably as the population would wind right down. With the fact that there's more than one female out there, if something happens to a key breeding female, there is at least the potential. But the thing about wolves is they have it's a healthy thing, they have an innate reluctance to breed with siblings, and the numbers of packs are down to 2 packs last year, and that means we have to see, really, it's a new juncture in watching wolves in the wild, if you will.
You mentioned the wolf numbers, and how many moose and wolves are there right now on Isle Royale?
We'll be updating those figures in a couple of weeks as a result of Michigan Tech researchers' survey work over the last 6 weeks on the island. So last year, we were looking at around 500 moose and just 9 wolves. We'll see how fast the moose population is rebounding with basically better browse because their numbers are lower and lesser predation because there are less wolves.
Okay. Does the park take a hands-off approach to managing these species, or would you consider bringing in wolves to strengthen the genetic pool and boost the wolf numbers on the island?
Well, that is the question that we are approaching actually from a national discussion level, mainly because the types of changes going on at Isle Royale are driven by climatic changes where the island is warming up. So we need to take a look at it as to what's really the long-term viability of the moose. We know they're struggling in Minnesota, partly for different reasons, partly for similar reasons. And you certainly need a major prey species to continue a wolf population. So basically, there's 4 different types of options that we're trying to explore thoroughly. And when we settle in on several of them, we'll be, you know, back to the public relative to what option to pursue in the long run. But yes, genetic rescue is one of those, which is why one of the options that we're taking a look at right now, and that's why we really need to think through a timely decision on that one, because you don't want nature to kind of foreclose that option before you get to a decision point.
What do you think the future holds for Isle Royale's wolves and moose?
I think with the climate change, there's a lot of struggle, and we convened about 22 subject matter experts on everything from wildlife population to climate change, weather, kind of vegetative changes that might occur on the island, and have started to frame how we think the island could look in 50 years or 200 years based on these types of changes. And they might lead you to very different management actions depending on which ones you feel is more plausible. So we have a lot of questions and not quite all the answers we need to move forward with a plan to present to the public, but we're exploring all of these different options right now. We're going to isolate species all over in parks, and if they don't have corridors to move to a better habitat or kind of follow the habitat changes between parks or other refuge areas, we're going to face extinctions across the system. And the question is, can you evaluate an area as to how well it can act as a refugia and perhaps provide repopulation for the species at a later time? You know, where do we put our money in research and understanding these systems so that we can help maintain healthy wildlife populations, which Americans really enjoy watching and feeling are part of our landscape?
In listening to you speak, it sounds like this is happening in other parks as well, or is it going to be a case-by-case, park-by-park analysis and determination of things?
Well, there'll always be a park-by-park analysis. Basically, the whole premise of the National Park Service is to preserve what we have. Well, what if what you have is undergoing dramatic change? Then you have to decide whether you leave it alone, whether you work with the change to preserve what's there, whether you help species that are in problem having problems elsewhere find this habitat. It's a discussion that we need to have with the American public, too, about what their expectations of parks are for the future.
If you're tuning in just now, we are talking with Isle Royale National Park Superintendent Phyllis Green to learn more about the park's research into the effects of climate change, wolves, and other species. Or to make a comment, you can visit nps.gov/ISRO. Anything else you'd like to add today, Superintendent Green?
No, I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope that those who enjoy watching wildlife and understanding how complex our relationships are with them continue to track this issue and stay in contact with us.
Very good. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.